Amen. Thank you, Sister Sarah, for that great testimony.
谢谢魏姐妹给我们的一个很好的见证。
It's perfect for today's message.
对今天的信息来说是一个很美好的一个开始。
Before I begin this morning, I want to ask you to turn to your neighbor.
我们开始之前想跟你邻居你坐在你旁边的弟兄姐妹。
And look them right in the eye.
看着他们。
And tell them.
跟他们说。
Your face is glowing this morning.
你的脸今天发光了。
Go ahead and do that. This morning, I'm in a very thankful mood.
今天早上，金牧师是一个很感恩的心。
I'm thankful for the rain.
感谢神，我们今天有下雨。
I really love the rain.
他很喜欢下雨的天气。
I don't know why I live in California.
我不知道他为什么住在洛杉矶。
Sometimes I want to live in like Seattle.
他可能会喜欢住在西雅图那边。
So when it rains here, I'm really, actually, I get very happy.
所以下雨的时候，他的心情特别好。
And thankful.
也非常的感谢神。
And I'm also thankful because USC won last night.
感谢神 ，USC 昨天的橄榄球赛赢了。
It was a fantastic game.
一个很刺激的一个比赛。
And I thank the Lord for that game.
为这个比赛感谢神。
But those feelings of thankfulness are very temporary.
但是这样子的感恩的心是很短暂的。
Because soon the sun will come out again.
因为很快的太阳又会出来了。
And USC maybe they'll lose next week.
USC 下个礼拜有可能输掉。
Hopefully not.
希望不会。
But those the thankful heart that I have is very temporary.
这样子的感谢的心是一个短暂的。
Today I want to focus on a heart that is that's not temporary in the thankfulness.
今天我们要看的这个感恩的心不是这种短暂的。
Decided to change my verses this morning.
我们有今天的读经的经文。
And we want to focus on three verses this morning.
我们要看三段经文。
So please bear with us as we read these three verses.
我们会读这三段经文。
The first one comes from Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3 through 5.
以弗所书第一章三到五节。
I'll read it, and then Brother James will read it. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ in accordance with his pleasure and will.
以弗所书第一章三到五节，愿众善归于我们主耶稣基督的父神。我这样子念。
他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。就如神从创立世界以来，在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。又因爱我们，就按着我们意志所喜悦的，预定我们借着耶稣基督的儿子的名分。
Philippians chapter 1, verse 3 through 6.
腓立比书第一章三到六节。
It says, I thank my God every time I remember you. In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this, that he began a good work in you, will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus.
我每逢想念你们，就感谢我的神。每逢为你们众人祈求的时候，常是欢欢喜喜的祈求，因为从头一天直到如今，你们是同心合意的兴旺福音。我深信在你们心里动了事工的，必成全这工，直到耶稣会来，耶稣基督的日子。
And lastly, Colossians chapter 1, verses 3 through 6.
最后是哥罗西书第一章三到六节。
It says, We always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you, because we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love you have for all God's people, the faith and love that springs from the hope stored up for you in heaven and about which you have already heard in the true message of the gospel that has come to you. In the same way, the gospel is bearing fruit and growing throughout the whole world, just as it has been doing among you since the day you heard it and truly understood God's grace.
我们感谢神，我们主耶稣基督的父常常为你们祷告，因听见你们在基督耶稣里的信心，并向众圣徒的爱心，是为那给你们存在天上的盼望。这盼望就是你们从前在福音真理的道上所听见的。这福音传到你们那里，也传到普天之下，并且结果增长，如同在你们中间，自从你们听见福音，真知道神恩惠的日子一样。
What we see in these three verses is a very intense love that Paul has for the people.
让我们在这三段经文看到保罗对他其他的人一个很真诚的爱。
And even in a more intense love that he has for God.
他对神的一个很真诚的爱。
But what makes these verses so special?
但这些经文有什么特别呢？
We all have things to be thankful for.
我们都有我们感谢的东西。
I'm thankful for the rain.
基牧师感谢今天下雨。
You may be thankful for your job.
你也许为你的工作而感谢神。
You may be thankful for other brothers and sisters in the Lord.
你也许为其他的弟兄姐妹而感谢神。
I remember my 40th birthday this year.
记得他在40岁生日的时候。
I'm very thankful I'm still alive.
他非常高兴他还活着。
Worshipping the Lord.
敬拜神。
Receiving my first Xbox.
他拿到了这个电动玩具的 Xbox.
I almost cried.
他几乎哭了。
I was so happy.
他非常的高兴。
We have many things to be thankful for.
我们有很多事情我们都可以感谢神。
But why are these verses special?
但这些经文有什么特别呢？
What makes Paul's statement so special?
保罗的这些话语有什么特别？
As when we study the scripture, we see that as Paul wrote these three books, that he was in prison.
我们知道保罗在写这三本书的时候，他在关在监狱里。
He wrote these books while he was in prison.
他在监狱里面写了这三封信。
And prison then is not like our prison system today.
那个时候的监狱不像我们今天的监狱这样子。
Our prison system today, if you know, when you go to jail, you get 3 meals a day.
我们现在的监狱里面供给你三餐。
You get a nice bed to sleep in.
你有个床可以睡觉。
You get to go in the courtyard and play a little bit.
你可以到户外去活动一下。
Watch some TV.
看看电视。
Go to the library.
去图书馆看书。
It's not like our prison today.
但是保罗的监狱不像今天的监狱这样。
We know that as we study scripture, that when Paul was in prison, most of the time it was during the winter season.
我们知道当保罗在监狱的时候常常是在冬天的时候他被关的。
And living in Arizona, I know what it's like to be in the winter, in a desert area like Paul.
在Arizona 住过基牧师知道在沙漠的冬天是很冷的。
It's very cold.
是非常的寒冷。
The wind is piercing.
风很大。
You could die very easily.
你可以很容易就冷死。
It was very cold for Paul.
对保罗来说也是那时候很冷。
He did not have a private heater to turn on.
他并没有一个暖气来帮他。
He did not have his private furnace.
他没有一个可以煮火的地方。
And we know that he suffered greatly.
我们知道他受了很多的苦。
Many times in scripture he says, I want you to come and visit me.
在经文里面他常常鼓励他弟兄姐妹来探望他。
That he longs to see the face of other brothers and sisters.
他很希望看到其他弟兄姐妹的脸。
Yet what we find as we read these three books are some of the most encouraging and thankful books in the entire Bible.
但是当我们读这三封书信的时候，这是这三本最有鼓励人也最感谢神的书。
They were written in a time where Paul really had nothing to be grateful or thankful for.
是当保罗看起好像没有什么东西可以感谢神的时候写下来的书。
We know that Paul was not in prison because he was a thief.
我们知道保罗被关起来不是因为他偷了什么东西。
He was not a murderer.
他没有杀了什么人。
He did not do anything that really would promote him to go to jail.
他并没有做什么该被关起来的事。
Other than promoting the name of our Lord and Savior.
他只是在传主耶稣的福音。
He was put in jail for teaching.
他被关起来因为他在教导。
For healing.
医治。
Most importantly, for ministering the word of God.
来侍奉神。
Personally, I would be complaining.
个人来说，金牧师就会抱怨。
I will say, God, I'm doing everything for you.
神啊，我一切都是为你所做的。
I do the work that you've called me to do.
我做你要我做的事。
I sacrifice, I give up, I do your work.
我牺牲了一切来做你的事工。
Why do you put me in this situation?
为什么你把我放在这样子的情况下？
But we never find this in Scripture.
但是我们在保罗的书信上没有看到这样子的抱怨。
You know, being a minister for many years and an English minister in the church, I could tell you honestly, a ministry is very hard.
金牧师当了牧师很多年，尤其是在这英文堂的牧师，可以说施工在很多方面是很困难的。
Whether you're teaching 5 people or 500 people, it doesn't matter.
不管你教五个人或五百个人，
ministry is difficult.
施工都有它困难的地方。
And I can't imagine how difficult it must have been for Paul.
不能够想象对保罗来说他施工有多么的困难。
He traveled so many miles.
他到处的旅行。
He was shipwrecked so many times.
他在船遭受了风暴。
Cast into prison.
他被关了。
Beat up.
被打了。
Left for dead.
被留着去死。
Abandoned.
被丢弃了。
But yet, he writes some of the most encouraging, thankful letters in the entire Bible.
但是他写了很多非常鼓励人的书信。
How does Paul have the ability to do this?
保罗怎么会有这样子的能力？
How can he do this in the midst of his circumstance?
在他那么困难的环境下，他怎么能够感谢神？
I wanted to focus this morning on those two, on that point.
今天我们要来关注这一点。
And I wanted to share with you two things that I see in the scriptures that we read that allows Paul to have this kind of thankful heart.
我有要跟大家分享两件事情。
The first point comes from what we read, Ephesians. I want to read that one more time.
第一点是从以弗所书，我们再念一次。
Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3 through 5, it says this, Praise be to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight in love.He predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ.
以弗所书第一章第三到五节，愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气，就如神从创立世界以来，在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁，无有疵瑕，又因爱我们，按着自己的意志所喜悦的。预定我们借着耶稣基督的儿子的名分。
How is Paul able to give thanks?
保罗怎么能够感谢神呢？
Paul is able to give thanks in the midst of his circumstance because he focuses on the simple core fact that he is a child of God.
在那么困难的环境下，神能够感谢神，因为他专注在一个很简单的一个道理，他是神的儿子。
It's very simple.
这是一个很简单的道理。
But yet,The simple things are very profound.
但是这简单的道理也有很深的意义在里面。
In fact, many times the simple things we just gloss over.
有时候我们不注意这些简单的事。
But it's not forgotten in Paul.
但是在保罗他并没有忘记。
That's the first thing he says as he writes this letter.
这是他写这封信第一件事他所说的。
He reminds the people who they are and who he is in Jesus Christ.
他提醒了这些收信的人他们是谁，也提醒了保罗是谁。
Child of God.
神的儿子。
When you find yourself in a situation where you cannot give thanks, we have to remind ourselves who we are.
当你在一个你觉得没有办法感谢神的环境里面，你要提醒你自己，你是神的儿子。
We have to remember that our life is not just this moment.
我们的生活不是在这一刻而已。
That our present situation, whether good or bad, will one day pass.
我们的情况不管有多么困难都会过去。
And Paul realized this.
保罗了解这一点。
As he was in prison.
当他在监狱里面。
I'm sure he was hoping, Lord, one day this will pass.
他当然希望说，主啊，希望能够赶快出去。
One day I will be with you.
有一天我能够与神同在。
One day I will not have to suffer like this anymore.
有一天我不用再这样子受苦。
And that truth kept him going through his difficult circumstance.
这个真理让他能够经历这些困难。
Look at Philippians chapter 1, verse 22.
我们看腓立比书第一章二十二节。
He says, I am to go on living, or if I am to go on living in the body, this will mean fruitful labor for me. Yet, what shall I choose? I do not know. I am torn between the two. I desire to depart and be with Christ, which is far better, but it's more necessary for you that I remain in the body. Convinced of this, I know that I will remain and I will continue with all of you for your progress and joy in the faith, so that through my being with you again, your boasting in Christ Jesus will abound on account of me.
22节，但我在肉身活着，或成就我功夫的果子，我就不知道该拣选什么。我正在两难之间，情愿离世与基督同在，因为这是好的无比的。然而我在肉身活着，为你们更是要紧的。我既然这样深信，就知道仍要住在世间，且与你们众人同在，使你们在所信的道上又长进又喜乐，叫你们在基督耶稣里的欢乐，因我再到你们那里去，就越发加增。
How can Paul give thanks?
保罗怎么能够感谢呢?
Because he understands that right now is temporary.
因为他知道现在的这个情况是暂时的。
There is something more eternal.
我们有更永久的。
And he looks forward to that.
他看的是永久的。
I'm sure when our sister Sarah received the difficult news about the cancer,
我相信当Sarah接到消息说她有胰脏癌的时候，
it was very difficult for her.
一定是非常的困难。
Because we think about the present now.
因为我们想到我们现在的这一刻。
But yet, I'm sure that as time progressed, she realized that this time too is going to pass.
但是当时间慢慢过去，她也了解这困难的会过去。
And when we face moments in our lives where we find it impossible to give thanks to the Lord, we have to remember that this too will pass.
当我们遇到很多很困难的时候，我们不知道怎么感谢神的时候，我们要记得这是会过去的。
Apostle Paul did not live for the present; he lived for eternity.
保罗并没有为着那一刻而活，他活着是为永生。
Acts chapter 20 verse 24 says, "However, I consider my life worth nothing to me. My only aim is to finish the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus has given me, the task of testifying to the good news of God's grace."
在使徒行传20章24节，我却不以性命为念，也不看为宝贵，只要行完我的路程，成就我从主耶稣基督所领受的职事，证明神恩惠的福音。
Did Paul know that he was going to get out of prison?
保罗知道他会离开监狱吗?
Do you know that this time in your life will pass?
你知道你现在这困难的情形会过去吗?
As believers, we must know.
当一个信徒，我们一定要知道。
And that brings us hope.
那给我们盼望。
Last week, I was sharing with the English congregation about one of my best friends.
上个礼拜，基牧师在英文堂分享，他有一个很好的朋友。
I was sharing that I have a group of friends who we all became Christians together in high school.
他有一群朋友都在高中的时候一起接受了主。
And we have been friends since 1984.
从1984年开始，他们就是很要好的朋友。
Many years ago.
很多年前。
Some of you were not born in 1984.
有些人可能还没出生。
But one of my best friends had a very difficult time this last couple of months.
但是在过去几个月，他的一个很要好的朋友经历一个很困难的事情。
After he was married, and he had a, you know, they had a wonderful marriage relationship.
他结婚以后，他有一个很好的婚姻。
And about 5 years into the marriage, the wife became very ill.
但是五年，结婚五年后，太太生病了。
And she was diagnosed with a disease called scleroderma.
她被诊断了一个很稀少的疾病，叫做 scleroderma.
And this disease hardens your skin.
这个疾病呢，会让你的皮肤结疤变硬。
And she had many operations just so that she can use her fingers.
她有很多手术，让她的手能够继续的活动。
And she had many different operations just so that she could survive.
她有经过了很多的手术，所以她可以生存下来。
And the doctor said, you have about 5 years maximum to live.
医生跟那个太太说，你最多只有五年的时间。
And if you make it past 5 years, then you have a few more years.
如果你能够活过五年，可能就只有一二两年了。
Well, this last year was her fifth year.
这过去这一年是她的第五年。
And she got worse.
她的情况越来越严重。
And so my friend decided to step down from his pastorship.
我金牧师的朋友，他本来是一个牧师，他就辞职了。
Because they realized this is the end.
他们了解这个是他太太生命的接近一个终点。
And so he quit his position, and him and his wife, they talked about what should they do now.
他辞职了，然后跟他的太太讨论他们应该怎么做。
The doctor gave her about 6 months to live at this time.
那个时候，医生给她六个月的时间。
And you would think that, you know, they would want to do a lot of crazy fun things or just, you know, see the world.
你会想说他们可能会要去做一些旅行啊，去做一些快乐的事情。
And in fact, they did. They went on a trip to see Asia.
是的，他们是决定他们去亚洲旅行一趟。
And I thought that they went on a trip just to explore, you know, and just to see the world one last time.
我以为他们只是去看看这个世界。
But as I went to listening to everything that was happening, I realized that she decided that she wanted to go on one last mission trip.
但是金牧师才了解，他的太太决定这是他们最后一次的一个短宣的一个行程。
So barely able to walk.
虽然他几乎不能够再走动了。
Barely able to move.
几乎不能移动。
They went on a mission trip to Thailand.
他们去泰国做短宣。
To spend their last days together doing ministry.
在最后的日子里，在那里做神的事工。
Very difficult situation.
一个非常困难的一个情形。
A week and a half ago, Wednesday morning, she passed away.
一个礼拜前，礼拜三的早上，她这个太太去世了。
A very difficult time.
非常困难的一个时候。
And the funeral was this past Monday.
这过去的礼拜一就是他们的丧礼。
And I didn't really know what to feel when I went to the funeral.
金牧师不知道要怎么样子来参加这个丧礼。
As a pastor, I've been to many funerals and I've been able to comfort many people.
当一个牧师，金牧师去了很多的丧礼，也知道怎么样去安慰别人。
But your best friend doesn't need a pastor.
但是你最要好的朋友那个时候不需要一个牧师。
He just needs you.
他只希望你的同在。
And so as I was sitting in the funeral,
当他坐在那个丧礼的时候，
I started to contemplate what was happening.
他就在想这些发生的一切的事情。
And then I started hearing a testimony.
他开始听了一个见证。
And then I start hearing the message.
他开始听了信息。
And then I start hearing the special music offering from a different pastor.
他听到另外一个牧师的一个音乐的献诗。
And then I got the chance to hear my friend give a eulogy.
那可以听到他的这个要好的朋友最后的一个信息。
And though the emotion of the moment would make you very sad.
虽然那个时候让你觉得非常的悲伤。
When you hear and when I heard all of these things happening, I could not help but be joyful.
但是当他听了这些信息的时候，他心里有很多的喜乐。
Honestly, I have never been to a funeral where I left joyful.
这是第一次他参加一个丧礼，但是结束以后，他的心充满了喜乐。
But that funeral I did.
就是这一次的这个丧礼。
Because there was a celebration of her life.
因为这是一个庆祝她的生命的一个丧礼。
Because she lived like it's not just about this moment.
因为这个太太活的生命不是只是靠这一刻。
But that there is an eternity.
他们是看的是长远的。
And so she could have peace.
所以她的心里有平安。
And so her husband could deliver an incredible eulogy.
那个先生可以给一个很好的信息。
Filled with laughter.
他充满了笑
joy
喜乐
people were crying
很多人在哭
but not just of sadness but of really just joy
但是不是因为悲伤但是也是因为喜乐
because there was an understanding that this too will pass and there is an eternity
因为他们了解这个也会过去那我们看的是永生
my friend wrote this poem and he read it to us
他的朋友写了一首诗
and I would like to read it to you It's not a profound poem.
它不是一个很意义深长的一个诗。
He's not the best writer.
他也不是一个最好的作家。
I didn't ask him for permission.
他也没有问他可不可以念这诗给大家听。
But I think it's okay.
但是应该是没有问题。
The poem is titled "My Bride and Best Friend."
诗的名字是《我的新娘，我的最要好的朋友》。
It says, "I'll just reword line by line." God has blessed me above anything I can ask or imagine by uniting us together.
神祝福我，让我能够跟你在一起。
My life grew richer because of you.
因为你，我的生命更丰盛。
My love for Jesus deepened more because of you.
因为你，我对耶稣的爱更深。
Now God has called you home to not suffer in pain any longer.
现在神呼召你回家，所以你不再受苦了。
Now only joy, peace, love, and kindness is completely yours in Jesus Christ.
现在你在基督里只有喜乐、平安与爱。
Now you are free to worship our God without any limits.
你也现在可以很自由地敬拜我们的神。
I will miss you greatly that it will hurt so much.
我会很想念你，我会很伤痛。
But I will see you soon to join in worship.
但我会再见到你，跟你一起来敬拜。
How is Paul able to give thanks?
使徒保罗怎么能够给感谢神呢
？How is my friend able to write this poem？
吉姆士的朋友怎么能够写出这样的诗呢
？Only because they understand what the relationship with Jesus Christ means。
因为他们了解跟耶稣基督的关系是什么意思。
That it's more than just the present moment。
不只是现在的这一刻。
There is an eternity。
而是永生的。
We are heirs to His throne。
我们是他的儿女。
And when you find it difficult to give thanks to the Lord, remind yourself of that.
当你觉得不知道怎么样感谢神的时候，提醒你自己，我们都是神的儿女。
Remind yourself, amen.
提醒我们自己。
Secondly and lastly, I just want to share with you, Paul has the ability to give thanks in the midst of his circumstance because he remembers the time he spent ministering to others.
第二点，保罗能够感谢神，是因为他记得他跟其他人侍奉的时间。
Philippians 1:3 says, "I thank my God every time I remember you."
腓立比书第一章第三节说：“我每逢想念你们，就感谢我的神。”
Colossians 1:3 says, "We always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you."
哥罗西书第一章第三节也说，我总是感谢神为你祷告。
Because he spent time ministering to people, he could have an attitude of thanksgiving.
因为他侍奉了这些人，他也知道怎么样子来感谢神。
Maybe some of you cannot relate to Paul.
也许你们不能够了解保罗这一点。
Maybe some of you have never ministered to anybody.
也许你们有些人从来没有侍奉过别人。
And you do not understand what Paul's talking about.
你不了解保罗在这里所说的事。
But many of you have ministered.
但是也有很多人你们都侍奉过别人。
Many of you have taught the Bible. Many of you have discipled people. Many of you have taken people aside to pray with them, to go through a difficult circumstance with them.
你们有些人教过圣经，你们有些人带过小组，也有些人为其他人祷告。
You've been a great listening ear, a great encouragement.
你可以听别人的诉苦，也知道怎么样鼓励他们。
And you have somewhat of an idea what Paul's talking about.
那你就可能了解保罗在这里所说的事。
I have a box at home.
Pastor Tim 在家里有一个盒子。
Just a regular shoe box.
就是一个鞋子的一个盒子。
And in that box, I have letters and pictures that are filled with people that I have ministered to over the past 24 years of my Christian life.
那盒子里面装满了人家写给他的信，或是一些照片，是他过去24年侍奉主的结果。
So whenever someone writes me a letter or anything like that, I put it in that box.
所以有人写信给他的时候，他就把它放在这个盒子里。
I usually try my best never to throw those things away.
我通常不会把这些东西丢掉。
And sometimes I bring that box out.
偶尔呢，我就会把这个盒子拿出来。
At least once a year.
一年，至少一年一次。
And when my wife sees that box,
太太看到那个盒子的时候，
she says, "Oh, you're being sentimental again."
她就笑她说，你又触景生情了。
And she laughs.
她就讥笑她。
Because she's not sentimental.
她太太的没有那么深的感情。
She'll throw things away right away.
她会把东西马上丢掉。
And I'm like, honey, where's my love letter to you?
她说，我给你的情书在哪里？
And actually, they're in my box now.
她其实在金牧师的盒子里。
Because I don't want her to throw them away.
因为她不要她太太把她们丢掉。
But it's true, I'm very sentimental.
她是一个很有感情的人。
And when I open the box, I like to sit down and just start reading the letters.
他喜欢坐下来，慢慢的看着盒子里面的一些书信。
Some people I still keep in contact with, some people I don't.
有些人他还是有继续的接触，但是有些人已经没有联络了。
In fact, there are some people who walked away from the Lord.
有些人也离开了主。
Some people who still are on that walk with the Lord.
但是有些人还是跟他一起的同工。
And every time I open that box and I read the letter, I'm always convicted.
每次他打开这个盒子读这些信，他的心都很有很大的感动。
As I read the letter, almost every single letter says, "I thank God for you because of something."
很多信的开始说，我为你感谢神，因为。
Sometimes the letter says, "I thank God for you for just listening to me."
我为你感谢神，因为你聆听了我的诉苦。
Or teaching me about Christ.
感谢你教导我。
Or being an encourager.
感谢你鼓励我。
Or being an example of some kind.
感谢你成为一个很好的一个模范。
And oftentimes I just forget.
有时候他自己都忘了。
Forget about these letters.
忘了这些书信。
Because some of them are so long ago.
有的是很久以前的信。
And I've become so fixated on the moment of ministry, this moment.
我常常只是注重在我现在的事工，现在这一刻。
And I forget about the past ministry life.
忘了以前的事工的时候。
And I don't share this with you to boast about what about myself.
我跟你分享这些不是来说我自己有多好。
In fact, quite the opposite.
是相反的。
Because every time I read these letters, I realize that I do not have the capability to minister to these people.
因为每次他读这些信的时候，他了解他自己没有好好的侍奉这些人。
Because I too am a sinner.
因为他自己也是一个罪人。
I too struggle in life.
他在生活上有很多的挣扎。
I too make many mistakes.
他也会做了很多错误的决定。
And I realize it's only because I'm available to God.
但是只是因为他愿意为神侍奉。
And oftentimes, as a minister, sometimes you lose hope.
有时候当一个牧者，有时候你会失去盼望。
Sometimes you feel like you're wasting time.
有时候你觉得你在浪费你的时间。
Because you don't always see the fruit.
因为常常你看不到他们别人身上所结的果子。
You know, as a doctor.
当一个医生
Sometimes you give medicine.
有时候你给他们吃药
People get better.
他们马上就好了
Sometimes as an engineer.
有时候当一个工程师
You make things.
你计划一些事情
You sell it.
或是你卖一些东西
You see your work.
你马上就看到你的事工的成果
You work with your hands.
你用你的手
You make things.
你做一些东西
Sometimes as a pastor, you don't see fruit for forever.
但是当一个牧师，有时候你永远看不到你所做的一些成果。
And you cannot judge what your fruit is anyway.
你根本没有办法决定你的所结的果子有多少。
Only God can judge that.
只有神能够决定。
And so many times in my life, I get very, what do you call it? Disappointed.
有时候他往后看，觉得他的生活对他很失望。
And as I read these letters, I am reminded that my life is not wasted.
但是当他读这些书信的时候，提醒他，他的生活不是浪费的。
I realize that, you know, the time spent serving the Lord matters.
了解这个花在神侍奉神的时间上是很重要的。
Spend some time rereading these three books.
花一些时间来读这三本保罗的书信。
And you can see how in love Paul is with the people.
你可以看到神是多么的爱这些人。
These are the people that would sometimes reject him.
这些有些人，他们以前是抛弃保罗的。
Sometimes refuse to support him financially.
有时候他们不愿意支持保罗。
People would talk badly about him.
有时候是在后面讲他的坏话。
They would tell them, "Who are you to talk to us?"
他们跟保罗说，你是谁？你有什么权利这样子跟我们说话？
Yet we see that he gives thanks for them.
但是保罗为他们感谢神。
That he loves them.
他爱他们。
That he prays for them.
他为他们祷告。
The moment that we spend ministering to people is not just a one-time event.
当我们在侍奉其他人的这些时间，不是只是暂时的。
But just like Paul, as we minister to people, we too can continue to give thanks.
就像保罗一样，我们可以继续的来感谢神。
Paul's letter should really challenge us.
保罗的书信能够挑战我们。
That we can still give thanks.
我们还是可以感谢神。
We can still pray.
我们还是可以祷告。
We can still love people.
我们还是可以爱别人。
During this, I want to close at this moment.
我们要结束今天的信息。
During this time of Thanksgiving, I want us to focus on the heart of Thanksgiving.
在这感恩节的时候，我们来思考这个感恩的心。
I think we all have so many things to be thankful for.
我们每一个人都有很多我们可以感谢神的事情。
We truly do have many things to be grateful for.
真的是有很多事情可以感谢。
But sometimes, life and circumstance becomes very difficult.
但是有时候我们的环境是很困难的。
And sometimes it's hard to praise the Lord.
有时候是很难来称颂神。
And during those moments, I would just ask you to remind yourself.
但是当你经历这样的时候，我只是要提醒你。
That you are a child of God.
你是神的儿女。
That eternity is yours.
你有神里面的永生。
And the Bible promises that you have every spiritual blessing.
圣经跟我们说，我们在属灵里面有所有神的祝福。
Not just a few.
不是只有一点点。
Not just some.
不是只有一些。
But every spiritual blessing.
而是每一个属灵的恩赐。
And remind yourself.
提醒你自己。
Of the people that you've ministered to.
这些你所侍奉过的人。
May it bring you joy.
让他们带给你喜乐。
May it bring you peace.
带给你平安。
That your work in the Lord is never in vain.
你在神里面的事工不是白费的。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray together.
我们低头祷告。
Lord, we are thankful this morning.
主，我们今天早上非常的感恩。
And we realize that thankfulness is not about our circumstance.
我们知道感谢您不是只是因为我们的环境。
But thankfulness is about an attitude we have.
而是我们的一个心态。
Because we understand who we are in Christ.
因为我们知道我们在主里面的身份是什么。
We understand that whom we have served.
我们知道我们所侍奉过的这些人。
Makes a difference.
是在你里面是很有价值的。
This morning, Lord, I pray for all of us who find it difficult to give thanks.
今天早上我为我们所有觉得很困难不知道怎么样感谢神的人来祷告。
We do not know each other's circumstances.
我们也许不知道你现在经历的是什么。
We do not know what we are going through.
我们也许不知道你正在经过什么痛苦。
But Lord, you understand.
但主你知道。
You know.
你知道，你了解。
I pray that you would encourage those this morning.
我也希望你能够鼓励他们。
And remind them that this time too will pass.
提醒他们，这也是一个短暂的。
That there is an eternity.
而在你里面有永生。
And there is a life filled with every blessing.
而有一个生命充满了你的祝福。
Help us this morning to surrender to you.
求你帮助我们来到你面前。
The things that we find it difficult to hold on to.
把我们所抓紧的东西在你面前能够放开。
Because we know that you love us.
因为我们知道你爱我们。
And we know that you have a purpose and plan for us.
我知道你在我们的每一个人的生命里有你的计划，有你的目的。
Not to harm us.
你不要伤害我们。
But Lord, to give us a future.
而要给我们一个美好的未来。
In our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We thank you, God.
感谢主。
In the name of Jesus, we pray.
祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.At this time, I want to ask everyone if you could join with me and stand.
We're going to sing. 如果你可以的话，请站立。我们要唱。
We'll sing the response together.
唱回应的诗歌第23。
Now thank we all our God.
Please remain standing and receive the benediction.
请去站立接受祝福。
May the Lord bless you and keep you.
愿耶和华赐福给你，保护你。
May His face shine upon you, be gracious to you.
愿耶和华使他的脸光照你，赐恩给你。
May you have a heart of thanksgiving during this time.
愿你这个时候有一个感恩的心。
And receive the blessings of the Lord.
来接受神的祝福。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Please have a seat and have a moment of silence as our choir blesses us.
请坐下，一段默祷的时间。
Just a reminder that we will have a